This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Names of a total of 2.89 crore voters have been excluded in the draft electoral roll for Uttar Pradesh released by the Election Commission today after the Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise in the state. Addressing a press conference in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer Navdeep Rinwa said, out of over 15 crore 44 lakh voters, the names of more than 12 crore 55 lakh people have been retained in the draft electoral roll. He said the poll panel did not receive the signed forms of 2 crore 89 lakh voters, which is 18.70% of people in the existing voter list. Of these, 2.17 crore have moved and names of 25,47,000 were registered in more than one place.
तो जो बचे जिनके साइन करके नहीं आए वो 18.70% है.
We didn't receive the signed forms of 18.7% voters. One of the reasons is that during the field verification, the BLO received information that some voters have passed away. The number of such voters was 46.23 lakh, which is 2.99% of the electoral roll as of 27 October last year.
27 October 2025 की मतदाता सूची का 2.99% है.
Mr. Navdeep Rinwa informed that the period for receiving claims and objections have been set from January 6th to February 6th. During the notice phase, that is from today to 27th of February 2026, the decision on the claims and objections will be resolved. The poll panel has issued strict instructions to West Bengal election authorities that all notices related to alleged data inconsistencies or logical discrepancies detected in the draft electoral rules of the state during the ongoing SIR must be downloaded immediately and delivered to the concerned voters within the next 4 to 5 days. Following the directive, the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal has directed all district electoral officers that starting today, a detailed report must be submitted daily on how many logical discrepancy notices were served in each assembly constituency. During the SIR exercise in the state, about 1.36 crore voters' names initially appeared in the list of data inconsistencies. However, after subsequent verification and corrections, that number has decreased to around 94.49 lakh. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav today chaired a high-level meeting to undertake a detailed review of action plans of Rajasthan and Punjab governments for tackling air pollution in Delhi NCR. This was the fifth meeting in the series of such reviews. During the meeting, the minister stressed on addressing public transport gaps and crop residue management to improve air quality in Delhi NCR. He said from this month, review of action plans will be held every month at the ministerial level. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today launched Mega Skilling Program to provide artificial intelligence AI knowledge to 10 lakh youth across the country within a year. Mr. Vaishnaw launched the program while virtually addressing the Rajasthan Regional AI Impact Summit in Jaipur. He said AI is emerging as a transformative force across sectors. Mr. Vaishnaw announced that the Global AI Impact Summit will be held in New Delhi next month. He said as part of the preparations for the Global AI Summit, regional AI summits are being held in all states of the country. The United Nations will not send observers of parliamentary elections in Bangladesh to be held on the 12th of next month. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric told media that the UN deploys election observers only with a mandate from the General Assembly or Security Council. The spokesperson, however, said the UN office in Dhaka may provide technical support if separately approved. European leaders today rejected US President Donald Trump's threat to annex Greenland. Leaders from major European powers who are meeting in Paris said in a joint statement that the Arctic island belongs to its people following renewed interest by the US president in taking over the Danish territory. The joint statement was issued by leaders of France, Britain, Germany, Italy, Poland, Spain and Denmark. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense to very dense fog over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh and East Rajasthan tomorrow. According to Indian Railways, more than 18 Delhi-bound trains are running late due to low visibility. In squash, top-seeded Indian Anahat Singh advanced to her maiden women's under-19 final at the British Junior Open in Birmingham today. The 17-year-old defeated Egypt's Malika El Karaksi in the semifinals. Singh will face European junior champion and second seed Lauren Baltean of France in the final. And with that, we end this news bulletin.